We continue with our focus on the life of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He had numerous outstanding traits, and amongst these traits was that of justice, that Sayyidina Uthman was a just ruler. Ubaidullah ibn Adi has narrated that he went to Sayyidina Uthman when he was besieged and he said, "You are the leader of the Muslims and you're going through this, now the leader of turmoil." And Abdurrahman bin Udais is busy reading the Salah, and I leave from the Salah with him there. Sayyidina Uthman said to him, "Salah is the best thing that people could do. And if they do something good, do that with them. If they do something evil, then avoid the evil." That was his words at this very critical time. Sayyidina Uthman once came to his boy servant who was feeding a she camel, and seeing something unpleasant in its forage, he took the boy by the ear and twisted it, and after he regretted what had, and he said, "Retaliate," and the boy refused, and Sayyidina Uthman insisted until the boy had taken him by the ear and began twisting it, and Sayyidina Uthman kept saying, "Harder, harder," and this went on until the boy was quite certain that he had hurt him equally, and thereafter he said, "Fine indeed, retaliation before the retaliation of the day of Qiyamah." What was most remarkable of Sayyidina Uthman was his worship. That Sayyidina Uthman was a man of worship. It is narrated that from many chains that during the Hajj, his habit was to recite the whole Quran in one rakat of Salah. And this was by the Maqami Ibrahim or by the Hajj al-Aswad. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is reported to have said that, "Amman huwa qanitun ana al-layl," is he who is devotedly obedient during the periods of night, prostrating and standing in Salah, fearing the year after and hoping for his mercy like the one who does not. And then he said, this is Sayyidina Uthman. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said regarding this, that hal yastawi, that is he equal to one who commands with justice, wa man ya'muru bil adl, while he's on the straight path? He said, that is Sayyidina Uthman. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is to begin the recitation of the Quran on a Friday night and complete it on the following Thursday night. And he would also fast regularly and stand the whole night in the Tahajjud Salah, except for a short part in the beginning during which he would sleep. And his Tahajjud Salah was unique, and his whole night ibadah was so unique that it is said that Sayyidina Uthman would say, "O people, fear Allah, truly this is a great gain. The smartest are those who keep a check on themselves and work for what will come after death. They earn light from the light of Allah to illuminate their graves. Let everyone be afraid of Allah's resurrecting them blind after they once had the ability to see." And he also narrated and said that, "If I were between paradise and hell, unaware of which one I would be ordered to be taken, I would rather become ash than find out the one in which I would be taken." That was his fear, that he never took anything for granted, that, you know, I can take it for granted that everything is going to be well for me. He was concerned till the last moments of his life about how things would unfold. His face would shudder and tears would flow when the year after was mentioned. He would imagine himself when he's in the grave, and the grave would split open and he came out of his body to stand before Allah for recompensation. He would stop by the grave and he would cry until his beard would become wet. And once he was asked, and he said, "Are you remembering paradise or Jahannam that makes you cry?" And he said that the grave is amongst the first stages of the year after. If one is saved from it, what is after it will be easier. And if one is not saved from it, what comes after it will be harder. And he said, Allah's Messenger said, "By Allah, I have not seen anything as horrid as the grave." And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would bury someone, he would stand there by the grave and he would say, "Seek forgiveness for your brother and ask that he may remain steadfast, for he is now being questioned." So all this demonstrates the correct attitude towards the issue of returning to Allah. And Sayyidina Uthman understood, or he understood this completely, and lived his life accordingly. And he lived his life in such a way that showed that he had no inclination to this world. Even though he was a very wealthy man, and despite his wealth, there's numerous narrations that indicate that he abstained from the vanities of this world. It is narrated by Humayd ibn Nu'man that once Sayyidina Uthman and Sayyidina Umar were invited to eat, and when they left, Sayyidina Uthman said to Sayyidina Umar, "We've just eaten food which we all wish we had never seen." He asked, "Why are you saying that?" He says, "I fear that we might have engaged in something boastful." This was his insight, this was his concern, this was that he was worried what's going to happen in the year after. He did not believe in showing off for hosting extravagant parties with luxurious foods. Rather, he desired to spend his wealth without extravagance and pride, and thanking the person who he gave it to and humbling himself before them. He, in fact, even avoided praise. We do things to gain praise. He avoided actions that would draw praise. And he had this detachment and humility that was most unique about him, that Al-Hamdani has narrated, and Maymoon ibn Hari says that Al-Hamdani told me that he had seen Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan on a female donkey with his boy servant Nail riding behind him while he was the Khalif, riding a donkey. Imagine you have the president of the country driving a ordinary car. Al-Hamdani also says that he saw Sayyidina Uthman sleeping in the masjid wrapped in a garment with no one else around him, and this happened while he was the Khalifatul Muslimin. It's been narrated by Shurahbil ibn Muslim that Sayyidina Uthman would give the food of the to people and then he would go home. He would give the food of the Imarat to the people and then he would go home and eat vinegar and oil himself. And these are the examples that our pious predecessors have left for us. That when a person who habitually abstains from worldly vanities maintains this type of a lifestyle and does not draw attention, then that leaves a profound impact. When a rich person who has everything gives up, then that is really remarkable. And that was Sayyidina Uthman, one of the most wealthiest people, but his strength of faith was such that he overcame his whims and fancies, and he was what we could say the greatest ascetic in the world. He showed all the rich that is in need, that do not make yourself dependent on anything. And what stood out was his gratefulness, that he used to thank Allah excessively, both verbally and physically. And one day he was asked to interrogate some people who had been doing something suspicious, and he set out. But when he reached his destination, they had already left. Afterwards, he freed his slave as a gesture of gratitude to Allah, who had kept him away from humiliating other believers. Imagine, we, you know, pride ourselves and we take great joy in interrogating and getting to the bottom of a story. Here he was so happy that he didn't have to humiliate them and come to the bottom of the story. Allah had saved him from that. So this was Sayyidina Uthman, and we'll continue delving into his life.